Men's golf had not gone to the NCAA tournament last year. It was the first time since 2013 since the Bulls had not gone to the tournament. They had had a lot of success at the AAC conference tournament, winning it back in 2021 in Brooksville. Alvin Bergstrom was the individual champion then. And prior to that, in the American, four straight victories from 2015 through 2018. In fact, in the history of the conference, the only other two programs with conference tournament championship victories were the ones in the final group on Sunday, that being SMU, which won it 2 years ago, and Memphis, which took it at the Copperhead in 2019. Last season was a down year for the Bulls. Top 100 team, but not their usual height, and they knew they had to win at the Pelican Golf Club to keep their season going, and they came in sixth place, 10 over par. Houston was the only team that finished under par at 9 under par to easily win. Individually, the best the Bulls finished was outside of the top 10 with Sam Nicholson shooting a 3 over par that had him tied for 13th. Jake Peacock, in his first year with the Bulls, finished tied for 22nd at 6 over par. Well, Jake Peacock would have a little bit of a better finish. He was the individual champion, along with the Bulls being the team titleist. Before we get to what happened Sunday and hear from both the individual champ and his head coach, we will tell you what happened on Friday in round one. SMU, again, the highest ranked team in the conference, ranked 42 while the Bulls sat at 46. Didn't do anything spectacular. In fact, individually, they just had a couple golfers tied for seventh at 1 under. In fact, three golfers, but that's why they were in first place at 3 under par, as the course wasn't exactly netting a ton of birds on the day. The Bulls were just four shots out, actually. Wichita State was behind SMU at 1 under, then Memphis at even, USF at 1 over, Charlotte at 2, then UAB at 3. So everybody felt like they were in this thing after the first round. The Bulls were led by a 1 under 69 from Peacock. He birdied his first and his 10th and parred out the rest of the way. Sam Nicholson and Shubi Joglan both shot even par for the event. A lot of pars, 16 out of 18 holes for both players. And then it was two golfers finishing at 2 over for their rounds. And these are the two transfer pickups for Coach Bradley: Brock Healy, a full four-year starter at Kennesaw State, and Cooper Smith, a local kid but started off his career at UNF. So they were all solid on round one. And then much better score for the team in round two, from a 281, that's 1 over par, to a 271. Yep, 9 under par. 2 4 under 66s. First, Jake Peacock. And secondly, Brock Healy. Healy with 4 birdies on his back nine. Peacock picked up 5 birdies in a span of 8 holes between 7 and 14. 2 under par for Sam Nicholson, the veteran in his 5th year with the Bulls. And then the score was rounded out by Shubi Joglan's 1 over par. SMU shot a similar number, so you had the top two ranked teams both sitting there at 8 under par entering the final round. The Mustangs' second round was marked by William Sides with his 3 under par 67. And only one other team was under par. That was Memphis at 5 under. So it was going to be one of those three teams. Well, Memphis had a rough day at 12 over, while the Bulls, basically the top three groups, only had one guy go under, but it was so far under that it was big enough for the victory. I'm talking about Peacock, of course. Try 6 under, 7 birdies up until the very final hole. He was in command. Bulls got even par 70s from Brock Healy and Cooper Smith. Nice bounce back from Smith after a stretch where he bogeyed 3 out of 4. He birdied 14 and 15, and that, along with what, of course, Peacock was doing, pretty much brought it home for the Bulls. Nicholson closed with a 2 over to just drop out of the top 10 individually. But while you had one guy go 6 under, SMU had a couple even par 70s. No one finished under. And we mentioned Memphis already had a rough final day. Wichita State, to its credit, incidentally, Michael Winslow shot a 66. Again, that shot them into third place. But not only was the final margin not close, it wasn't for the individual title either, as Jake Peacock's 11 under put him 5 above North Texas's Tucker Allen. And even though he bogeyed the final hole, it did not matter. Here's how that sounded on ESPN+.
Coach reiterated all week about patience. you know, keep hitting it like I'm hitting it, and those putts will eventually fall. And so I think I did a really good job of being patient all week. And, you know, once a few started to go in, I started to gain some more confidence, and the rest is history.
How do you think the conditions this weekend and the style of this course played to the strengths of your game?
It's definitely a challenge. If you don't have good control of your golf ball, it can definitely bite you. And I was fortunate enough to have my best stuff this week. And you know, I really think there's just a steady ship from first tee till this 18th green here.
You talked to me earlier about the mental side of things and how you think your mental game has grown, maybe the most of the aspects of your game at USF. How do you think that played into this weekend?
Steve and Bradley are just the best coaches ever, and they've really mentored me and matured me as a player. And you know, I would not be in this position or have this opportunity without those guys and my teammates. So we just continue to fuel the fire with each other, and you know, I'm just really, really glad to be standing here right now. So,
and when you look at your performance as a whole this weekend, what are you most proud of?
I kept my spirits up when, you know, some shots didn't go the way I wanted to. And, you know, I think the old me would have let that affect the next one. And so I'm really proud of myself for staying within myself and not trying to be anybody else, or just me against the course and stay within myself. And that's the reason I'm standing here. So
congratulations, Shake. Way to go.
Appreciate it.
Last year, his first season as a Bull, his best finish was fourth. He won an event recently out in Las Vegas. But let me remind you, and if you've been listening to this show, I don't need to remind you, but their last four events, they played in absolutely stacked fields with every week the number one team in the country and loads of top 10, top 25 teams. And they went from finishing first back-to-back and then third and second to, in their last four events, 7th, 14th out of 15 out in California, 13th out of 16 at the Valspar and Stewart, and recently at the Augusta Haskins, 9th out of 15, where, by the way, Peacock's best round was 75, and he finished outside of the top 50. So the talent was definitely there. We knew for the Bulls the national ranking was there, but they had kind of seen some competition. I want to talk to Steve Bradley about this later on in the week. I'm sure we'll talk to him for the new episode of Bullseye. But the point was, the Bulls really wanted to have a good showing, and did they get it again? 12 under was their final score. It went to SMU, 7 shots back. The only two schools under par, then Wichita 2 over Memphis at 7 over par individually. Peacock 11 under, Tucker Allen 6 under. And then there were a total of 11 golfers under par. Healy finished tied for 6th at 2 under, and Nicholson again even par, which had him tied for 12th. Cooper Smith, just outside the top 20, finished with a 4 over, and Shubi Joglon a shot behind him. So you had all 5 Bulls in the top 25 in this 12-team conference. Here is the head coach of the Bulls, who was joined on ESPN Plus by Kaylee Cottrell, Steve Bradley.
What did you think this weekend? Did you see some of their best out there?
Yeah, I tell you, round one, we struggled a little bit, but they never stopped believing. It's kind of what we talked about last week when you were on campus. Saturday's round was huge for us. Gave us some momentum, gave us some confidence that we could do what we did today. Certainly to see Jake perform the way he played under pressure, shoot the round he shot. You know, I think the golf course played tougher today than it had all week. So unbelievably proud of him. The guys, I mean, everybody in the team, whether they played or not, this is a complete group effort. We've been that way the entire year. I do think we've played some of our better golf, and hopefully our best is yet still to come when we get to regionals and hopefully NCAAs. But yeah, extremely special and happy for them this week. This is incredible.
You said you wanted your guys to believe in themselves as much as you do. Did you see that this weekend?
Well, I think they believed in each other. And I think that was, you know, as a coach, you try to see that and to watch them interact with each other on the course. You know, throughout the season, they kind of concentrated on their own deal. And I think they really, as much as an individual sport golf is, really came together as a team this week. So, couldn't be happier for them. That was awesome.
Your individual leader, Jake Peacock, what are your thoughts, and how impressed are you with his game this weekend?
Yeah, he's been our best player all year. He won in Vegas, and we lost by a shot. And so that was a little bit of a dampening feeling for him to want to be happy but know the team lost by a shot. So for him to win this week, to win a conference championship, I assume be conference player of the year, and then also for us to win as a team, knowing that he led us to that, is I'm happy for him. He's done a lot of work, not only on his game, but more so mentally. And I think that stuff proved this week for him. So I'm very happy for him.
You told me you've had a lot of guys step up for you this year. How proud are you of this entire group effort?
It takes them all. It takes them all, whether it's one through five that played this week or the guys that didn't play, the guys that are redshirting, you know, what they do back home in the weight room in practice and qualifying to try to continue to make these guys sharper and more competitive. This is a complete team win, and this is, it's been a while, and this feels great to have it again.
Way to go, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you. Go Bulls.
Saw somebody on social media say Steve Bradley's going to be a member of the Hall of Fame one day for all the conference championships. Golf historians for the Bulls, and I know actually the cameras on ESPN Plus had him right there in the middle of the award ceremony as they were setting up. Jim Fee, the former Bulls head coach, is actually going to join Michael Kelly for the new Bulls Speed Ahead. You'll hear that tomorrow morning. Now, technically, and I'm definitely going to talk to Jim Fee about this as we're taping the new Bulls Speed Ahead, the Bulls have won 19 conference championships. Coach Fee was part of those programs that won 11 straight Sun Belt titles. We're talking every single year from 1979 to 1989, but none of those teams made the NCAA tournament. I got to admit, I don't know about my 1980s NCAA golf tournament regulations. However, they did win one more conference championship in the Metro. Again, no NCAA tournament trip. And then beginning in 2013, which was their last year in the Big East, and every year since up until last season, Steve Bradley as the head coach from 2015 on, the Bulls have made the NCAA tournament. They have made it to the final rounds three times. If you advance out of the regional rounds, you qualify for not only stroke play, but in the end, if you qualify as one of the top eight, match play, where the Bulls in 2015 were sixth in the country, they did make it to the Scottsdale NCAA Championships just 2 years ago. Even though they did not advance past the cut, they still made it out there. And then last year, sixth in the American and out of the postseason for the first time in a decade. Well, man, oh man, are they back in the postseason with a vengeance.
We'll have some good content for you on Thursday's Bullseye Show, not just. I know Kaylee Cottrell had a chance to walk with many members of the golf team, and you're going to hear some of those chats. We're also going to have Billy Moll and Bobby Bozer from baseball, and we'll have some footage and sound, obviously, from the Wednesday selection show for the women's team. We're not going to do a Bulls beat on Wednesday, just taking an opportunity to be able to sit back and do some family stuff and also some of the work-related things, non-play-by-play, that it's kind of hard to get done when we're doing play-by-play so often. We'll be back on the play-by-play microphones this weekend for doubleheaders Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but no Bulls beat on Wednesday. So next thing you want to tune in for, especially with golf on Tuesday morning, is Bulls Speed Ahead with Michael Kelly and Jim Fee, former All-American golfer for USF and coach for USF, and a lot of insight there. And then Thursday, Bullseye, not just Billy Moll and Bobby Bozer, but members of both the men's and women's golf team. We will have reaction on Thursday's show from where the women's team is being placed in the NCAA tournament. We told you on Friday's show about both tennis teams' thrilling victories in the conference tournament on Thursday, but unfortunately both teams' season came to an end on Friday. And what turned out to be a pretty wild men's tournament, the Bulls had to try and knock off the number one seed Memphis Tigers. And even though Alvin Todorica did get a very impressive win on the number one court, and Eric Revelius was up 6-1 and then lost a second set tiebreaker, Memphis really did sort of control that match and advanced all the way to the finals and frankly looked like they were going to be the champion. Remember, we told you that Memphis was the only team, the number one seed, that knew they were going to the NCAA tournament regardless of what they did last week in Tulsa. But seeds 2 through 5 were all on the bubble and kind of all hoping to make the final. Well, none of them did. Charlotte, the sixth seed, ended up having to win the conference tournament, ended up being down 3-0 in the finals on Sunday against Memphis, and being down a match point. But they came back to win. What an incredible story that was. It also is probably the best thing for the conference because now they're assured of getting two teams in the field. And still plenty of conference tourney action. The field will be announced next Monday. The number two seed was SMU, so you'd think they'd be the best chance at a third team from the conference. Problem is they lost to the 10 seed, Tulane, in the quarterfinals. Again, a wild men's tournament. On the women's side, it kind of went according to seeds. Actually, the team that ended the bowl season, Rice, gave top seed and host SMU a big challenge in the quarterfinals, but lost As far as their matchup with Rice, the Bulls saw their season end with a record of 12-11. Only one Bull took a set. That was Gargi Patoir at number 6. Frankly, Rice kind of rolled the Bulls, and very impressively so. And again, only lost 4-2 in the semis. Number 3 seed Memphis knocked off Charlotte in the other semi, and then it was a 4-0 blanking for SMU. In the championship, Memphis and Charlotte, similar rank, one of them could slide in to the NCAA tournament. But that's going to do it for both the tennis teams at USF after losing on Friday. That's going to do it for this part of Bulls Beat. Check back on Tuesday for some more highlights from what happened with baseball this weekend and softball as well. I'm Derek Sharp.